From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Friday, Good Friday, the day in which we commemorate the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross. And of course, this week, the theme of our study has been the purpose of the cross, and we've been looking at Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, where the word cross is not mentioned, but the effect of the cross is mentioned, as we've been emphasizing throughout the course of this week. Now, so far, we've had the opportunity to study the purpose of the cross of Christ, and I emphasize that the purpose of the cross of Christ is that it made deliverance from sin and the issuance of eternal life possible. Had Christ not died on that cross and shed his blood on that cross, there would be no forgiveness of sins. Then yesterday, we took the opportunity to look at the remedy that is in the cross. And what we learned yesterday is the fact that on the cross, Christ died for us all, that is, the entire human race. And secondly, on the cross, Jesus Christ shed his blood for us all, that is, the entire human race, and how we can thank the Lord for that. And of course, our verse of scripture that I've been highlighting throughout the week is Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, where it says, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." You see, we should not glory in our religion. We should not glory necessarily in our local church, but we should glory in the cross. We should rejoice in the cross. And today, as we focus on Good Friday, as it were, when Jesus Christ went to the cross, we should thank God for what he did for us on that cross, because it separated us from the judgment that is in the world. Today, I want us to look at the results of the cross, and for this, we go to our text, Romans chapter 5. And there are four of them that I would like to briefly highlight and look at with you today. First of all, there is the promise of justification. Let me begin reading with verse 6, if you don't mind, of Romans 5, where it says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love, that is, demonstrated his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Now, look at verse 9. "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." According to this text, the very first result of the work of Christ on the cross is the promise of justification. Justification. Now, you've probably often heard people define the word justification this way. It means just as if I have never sinned. Well, that says some of it, but it's more than that. Because the word justification is a judicial term. And really, it means to be declared not guilty. If I were to be tried in the court of law for a particular crime, and the judge would look at me and say, "Well, sir, Gary, you are guilty, but I'm going to declare you not guilty," that would mean that I would not have to pay the price of that crime, whatever it was. Well, we are all guilty of sin. And so when Jesus died on the cross, he made it possible through his shed blood that when we trust Christ as Savior, God the Father, having recognized the significance of the shed blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, looks at every one of us who have trusted Christ and he says to us when we are saved, he says, I declare you not guilty. I declare you not guilty with respect to your sin through the work of Jesus Christ and his shed blood on the cross. How we can thank the Lord that we are declared not guilty in reference to our sin through faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood and his work on the cross. We see a second result of the cross in this passage, again in verse 9 and 10. Let me read verse 9 and 10 together. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. You see, because of the work of Christ on the cross, we have the promise of salvation. And basically, salvation means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. You've no doubt heard me say that many times on this broadcast if you are a regular listener, that salvation is the deliverance from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. But look at your Bible there. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 9, it says, we shall be saved from wrath through him. What wrath? The wrath of God in the eternal lake of fire. Every one of us, because of our sin, we are bound and headed toward the eternal lake of fire. But when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, that wrath is taken away from us because Jesus died for us. So through him, we are saved from wrath. And then you drop down to verse 10. It tells us that we shall be saved by his life. Because of the fact that Jesus Christ rose again from the grave, we have everlasting life. And I'm reminded of Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, where it says, wherefore he, that is Christ, is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. As long as Jesus Christ lives, we will be saved. As long as Jesus Christ lives, we have eternal life. And since Jesus Christ will never die, we will be saved for all of eternity. The third result of the cross is the promise of reconciliation. You see that in verse 10 of Romans 5. It says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. You see, that word reconciliation means to bring together, to bring together. And as we've emphasized several times throughout the course of this week, before we were saved, we were enemies of God, separated from God, alienated from the promises of God. But when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are changed from alienation to reconciliation. That is, we are changed from being separated from God to being united to God, having a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Aren't you thankful for that? It's the work of Jesus Christ on the cross and our faith in Jesus Christ and his work on the cross that enables us to be changed from the position of being alienated from God to the position of being united to God and having a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Praise God. And then the fourth result of the cross is the promise of the atonement. In verse 11 of Romans 5, it says, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. And what that simply means is that through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, his blood cleanses us and gives us eternal life. Remember, as I mentioned earlier, in the Old Testament, the blood of the bulls and the goats covered over the sin of the people in the Old Testament. But the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross completely takes away the sin of those who believe. I thank the Lord for 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, where it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, We have fellowship one with another, and here it is, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us, continues to cleanse us from all sin. Thank God for that. So the results of the cross, according to Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, is the promise of justification, the promise of salvation, the promise of reconciliation, and the promise of atonement. If you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio, on this Good Friday, to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to save you, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," which, remember, means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. You know, a number of years ago, I read an article that said that 68% of those in evangelical churches do not believe that salvation comes because of the work of Christ on the cross. That's sad, because that means that only 32% of the people believe that salvation came through the work of Christ on the cross. The fact of the matter is, beloved, had Jesus not died on the cross, there would be no salvation. There would be no forgiveness of sin. So today, on Good Friday, thank the Lord for the cross of Christ. And then on Sunday, go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church and rejoice in the resurrection of Christ, because, you see, through the work of Christ on the cross, we are delivered from sin. But through His resurrection from the grave, we have eternal life when we trust Christ as Savior. To God be the glory. Thank you for joining me again today. Until Monday, this is Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And for that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, as the best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.